For a true sense of the impact Ken Bradbury has had, his Caring Bridge website lends a clue. It's been visited more than 60,000 times, and there are hundreds of comments from those whose lives he's touched, many of them his former students. It was created earlier this year to provide updates on his cancer diagnosis. It's the only place he's writing these days.
I need to feel just a little bit better before I get into more creative writing.
Still, Bradbury's made over 200 posts. Many are very creative. I met with Ken in Jacksonville at his modest brick home he recently moved into. He was born in 1949 and was raised in the tiny Pike County community of Perry. He says he prefers the small town life. I ask him what his family was like growing up.
Those that were out of jail? No, they were all right. Dad was a farmer. Mom was a school teacher and a musician. After I started teaching, I would hear my students talk about their parents arguing about things, and it occurred to me I never did in my life hear my parents argue. It was a Ozzie and Harriet type household, I guess.
Bradbury has one brother who he's still very close to and has acted with. He was active in his high school's theater and marching band, which had only a dozen members.
Because it was a small school, you could do everything. Literally, in our school, you played trumpet for a while. But then the baritone player graduates, so you learn how to play baritone. What you end up with is a pretty well-rounded music education.
While he went on to follow in his mom's footsteps of teaching and music, it wasn't his initial calling.
Ever since I was in junior high, I wanted to be an undertaker.
Growing up, his uncle was the town's undertaker. He also served as an ambulance service. Ken would ride along and help, whether it be EMT-like duties or embalming. Ken says his uncle...
He was a happy guy, and people admired him in our community, and he was just fun to be around.
If admiration and a reputation for fun was the end goal, Bradbury certainly got his wish.
He's such a character. He has quite a sense of humor, very, very creative. I often wondered how he ever came up with ideas he came up with.
That's Patty Clinton, who taught with him at Triopia High School in rural western Illinois. Their classrooms were side by side. Bradbury had started teaching after college to earn money for mortuary school and ended up never leaving the profession. He still teaches at Lincoln Land Community College in Springfield. Clinton says he often pulled pranks. One day, a note was sent over for her to look out the window. The fields were full of birds.
About 10 minutes later, I hear this blood-curdling scream. I look over, and there at the window is Ken. He's on his knees, scratching at the window, and he's taken makeup and painted like blood running down his face, like from the Birds, you know, the movie The Birds. And he's clawing at the windows like they pecked his eyes out.
Clinton became a costumer for the epic productions that Ken would put on as the head of the theater department.
It was like every show was La La Land. Every show was the musical production, and he choreographed them himself, you know? He wrote all the music himself.
Bradbury would write musicals in lieu of having to pay hefty royalty fees to perform the standards. Plus, he would write the shows with enough parts for half the school to be involved.
He was very good at building confidence in kids who maybe didn't have it or needed a little help that way.
Kids want to be successful, and it doesn't matter whether it's tiddlywinks or football or theater. Success is success. We think in America that that means sports. That's because our schools offer mostly sports. And of course, I especially like the arts because it's a lifetime activity. You don't find many people my age still playing pro football, you know.
Bradbury's reputation for the Triopia productions will be talked about for decades to come, it seems.
To sit in a high school gym and see, you know, 50 kids or 100 kids in a show, and the place was packed with people. That didn't happen. Doesn't happen a lot, especially anymore.
That's Phil Funkenbusch, a director and another staple in the Central Illinois theater scene. He's worked with Ken Bradbury on numerous productions.
I think he hears so well. I think he listens all his life, and he always gives characters a certain individuality. So it's not just a silly, funny thing, although his humor is beautiful.
Those looking to preserve Illinois history have turned to him time and time again with projects. Funkenbusch directed Fritz Klein, an Abraham Lincoln interpreter, in a Bradbury production called The Last Full Measure. It considers what Lincoln's thoughts might have been upon his death.
Take me home. Please, take me home.
I've always told people that I thought Ken Bradbury was Illinois' best kept secret. He's done so much, you know, those newspaper columns are syndicated around, and then he writes these amazing pieces for kids to perform at contests.
Bradbury's newspaper columns are a showcase for his wit. Among his best known involves him writing under the pen name Frieda Mae Crump, a woman full of preposterous gossip. Another, called Hooverville Drippings, was run by a paper that had originally thought it was coming from a lady in a town they had forgotten about.
People were starting to travel around the county to try to find this town.
Add that to Bradbury's plays, monologues, and sketches, and you still don't know all he's done. He founded the Green Pastures Performing Arts Camp for kids. He performs on a riverboat in Peoria, telling stories, playing piano, and singing tunes. And he's led a comedy troupe with a public access television show called Let's Make Up. John Love was cast in his first Bradbury production while he was still in elementary school. He was part of the comedy troupe and is now working for Second City Theater in Chicago. He says about Ken,
he's definitely a mentor. He's always pushed me to do my best. He really is probably the biggest reason why I'm up here right now. I definitely owe a lot to that guy.
Love says outside of acting chops, he's also learned from Bradbury how to treat others.
You know, people approach him all the time, and even if he doesn't really remember where he met that person, he's just always very kind and very gracious, and I think that's what I've taken away from Ken the most, is just his welcoming personality and his love of all people.
Ken Bradbury has won numerous awards and has written over 300 theatrical pieces. So what's he most proud of? He says he's enjoyed the moments where the country folks got to share their art with a bigger city audience.
We took our play Abraham to the University of Illinois. We were getting ready to go on stage, and I was sitting backstage with the leading actor, and he said, "Ken, isn't this weird?" He said, "I grew up with cow manure on my feet, and you did too. Neither one of us had any theater training, and we're about to go do a play for the elite of the University of Illinois Theater Department." And I guess I enjoy things like that.
Another accomplishment that proves difficult to put into words, in the past months he's gone through intensive treatment for esophageal cancer.
Went through radiation, went through chemo, neither of which are good topics for theater so far. I can't find a funny angle on that. And then a surgery at Barnes Hospital. But when they got in there, they could find only one little spot of cancer and they took it out. So I plan to be getting better every day from now on.
Bradbury says his faith has been instrumental in getting him through. He's relied on it his whole life, and he hopes to keep topping himself with every new production or column he writes. Ultimately, though, he says his life work is not about him.
What thrills me is when one of my students hit the stage and wows an audience and comes off thinking, "Hey, I am out to something." That, to me, is the best part of theater. That's when I'm a happy camper.
I'm Rachel Otwell.